Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all over the globe. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming right at you. Before the regular rant, like always, I'm going to give you the vitals. Get at us. Mike, Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. Dorf on Sports for me. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Get at us, by the way. Tons to talk about with Wild Card Weekend. Are you kidding me? 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. All right, people. Wild Card Weekend is here. I know we want to talk about those games on Saturday, and man, oh, man, there's a lot to talk about from that. But Sunday's action, are you kidding me? We got the Buccaneers, the Eagles. We got the 49ers, the Cowboys. We got the Steelers and the Chiefs. Mike, you ready to rock and roll or what, my friend?
Well, you know, I'm ready to rock and roll. I just hope my Steelers are ready to rock and roll against the Chiefs. But we got a lot to talk about today, man. It's the wacky wild card weekend. Let's get to it, brother.
Juju Smith, you got to like that. Another weapon for Big Ben to play with. Hopefully it can at least attract some attention on the defensive side of the ball. But quite frankly, man, I'm telling you what. Wild card weekend is exactly that. It's wild card weekend for a reason because we don't know what's going to happen. And I'll tell you what, Buccaneers, tons of pressure on them, man. The Eagles, they're going to be coming, chomping, looking for an upset. And then the Cowboys and Niners, man, I'm super excited about that one. So excited, 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 my friend. Thoughts real quickly maybe about those games, and then we'll take a quick break.
We'll talk about Juju. We'll talk about those Niners who I think – are going to pull the upset.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I kind of feel that way too, man. Two crazy coaches making crazy decisions all day long. Who knows? Anyways, we got to take a break for the action. We'll come back. We'll start talking more about the action from later today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate. With Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I need to be able to work from anywhere, so I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2 in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? We could romance the legal copy. It never gets the attention it deserves. And some lawyer worked real hard on it. So take it away, lawyer.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Now that was some beautiful legal. Well done, lawyer. Well done.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. A ton to talk about with the NFL Wildcard Weekend is here, man. These games, are you kidding me? Eagles, Buccaneers, who thought the Eagles would be there? 49ers, Cowboys, I think maybe we thought both of them would be there. Steelers and Chiefs, that's the nightcap. You got to love it. Get at us a couple few different ways. Holler 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on the Twitter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike. Man, oh, man. Wildcard weekend. It's here. I do want to talk about the games from Saturday, so we'll do that in just a little bit. But we got to talk about what's in front of us first because that's what I want to talk about. I know that's what you want to talk about. Eagles playing the Buccaneers. Look, the Eagles took the last week off, right, because didn't really mean that much to them. And so Jalen Hurts and some of the other guys, they weren't on the field. Miles Sanders, I believe, he's back. So that's a good – that should lift them up a little bit. I like what they've done with Jalen Hurts all year long, to be honest with you, man. I think they've kind of figured out how to use his skill set. And as this has gone all along, they've gotten better. So – I know that, you know, you look at their record and you're like, okay, it's they're not the Buccaneers, right? But you never know what can happen. That's why they play these games. On the other side, Tom Brady, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Super Bowl champs. I think their record's better than they were last year, Mike, but I don't know if they're necessarily better than they were because of all the injuries and turmoil that has happened for those guys. So what say you? Talk to me about the game, bro.
No, I'll just start with what you started with the Philadelphia Eagles and just how they've used Jalen Hurts and kind of figured it out. And I think that's how you put it, and that's kind of how I've been putting it this last half of the season, where you just saw Jalen feel more comfortable. You saw Jalen kind of do what we saw him do at Oklahoma and Alabama when he was in college, and he's feeling more comfortable. The players like him, his offensive line likes him. I think the only people that don't like him are the Philadelphia fans. I mean, I'm not totally sure that they're sold on him, you know, but you can put me in the sold category with Jalen Hurts. I wasn't too sure how he was going to translate to the NFL, but look, sometimes you draft a player and then you figure it out along the way and you tailor your offense to what he does best. And Philadelphia has done that. And look, just with any NFL team, and I told my kids this, you know, they're asking, Dad, who's going to win these games? I'm like, look, as long as you get to the dance, anything can happen at the dance. And you still got to, right? And you still got to lace them up. So it's one of those things where, you know, Tampa Bay, yeah, they may have a better record, like you said, but kind of like you, they've been kind of up and down a little bit. We haven't seen Tampa Bay play at the end of this season like they played at the end of last season. They got hot, and you know, Tampa Tom doing what Tampa Tom does, and it's, you know, you talk about the turmoil and the whole, you know, Antonio Brown thing. I think Brady can put that and communicate to his teammates to put that in the rearview mirror for 60 minutes, you know, during this game. So we'll see. Antonio Brown's going to hurt them offensively, for sure. But how much does it really hurt them? Because they have some other receivers that they can go to, Mike Evans being one of them. I love Mike Evans. I love his size. I love his strength. He'll go up and get the ball. I don't think losing Antonio Brown is going to hurt them as much as other people think it's going to be.
Or will. You know, look, if there's a guy that can obviously deal with adversity, it's definitely Tom Brady. We know that. I don't think he's necessarily had the greatest wide receivers throughout his career. He's had some, don't get me wrong, the Randy Mosses of the world, you can't complain about that. But I'm just saying over the years, I think he's done a little bit more with less, if you will. I think Gronk is going to be huge, man. Like, let's be honest. You know, that's his guy, right? He's going to have to come out there, and he's going to have to play really well. He's going to have to give him something in the blocking game. He's going to have to give him something in the passing game. He's going to have to give him something in the running game. And, you know, I'm interested to see how that is because, obviously, no Leonard Fournette, and that makes a huge difference. So, you know, other guys got to step up, Mike, and ultimately – I think the guy that's going to step up most of all probably is going to be Tom Brady because that's what he does. This is his time. So they're playing in Tampa. They got the championship right behind them. I think the Eagles, in a weird way, this is going to be a real test to see if they're ready for this moment, dude. Like, is Jalen Hurts ready to take on Tom Brady in this kind of a situation where – you win, you advance, or you lose, and you go start playing golf.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got to get out the sticks and play 18 instead of moving on. And each and every one of these players, doesn't matter what team you're on, what portion of the playoffs you're playing in, nobody wants to get out their golf clubs. Everybody wants to make that special run. Everybody wants to chase the trophy, chase the ring, so to speak. But you know, you brought up a good point with Leonard Fournette, and you can make the argument that losing Fournette is bigger than losing Antonio Brown, because if you're gonna take on those DBs of Philly and try and extend the lead, try to take some time off the clock, and you don't have a running back. You know, it's going to make life a little tougher on Tampa Tom there. But if there's one person can do it, it's the guy that's holding seven rings. Absolutely.
I agree.
That's holding seven rings. So we'll see what happens, you know, in this game with that. But losing Fournette.
So quick question for you then.
Let
me ask you something. Only a couple minutes left in the segment. How do the Eagles win? And if they do, like, how does it happen, man? How do they figure out a way to go on the road to beat Tampa Bay? And then on the other hand, how does Tampa shut down Philadelphia? And I think the one question I do have about Tampa is that defense. They've been bad at certain times. So is it going to be bad Tampa Bay defense or good Tampa Bay defense? And will this be too much for the Eagles? Tell me what you think in a minute or so.
Well, you know, in the next minute, I'll simply tell you, if Philly's going to win this game, it's going to sound so simplistic. You got to force turnovers. You got to stay away from getting penalties, and you got to make some plays. You got to stretch the field a little bit against that, you know, kind of schizophrenic, you know, Tampa Bay defense. Like you said, are we going to get the good Buck defense? Are we going to get the bad Buck defense? If it's bad Buck defense, then Philly's going to be able to make some plays. Jalen's going to have to make some plays with his legs. So it's a total team effort for Philly, because this team's never been there and done anything. So we got to see what they got. For Tampa Bay, look, you're going to lean on number 12. You're simply going to lean on number 12 to make some plays. Your receiver's got to make some plays. But like you said as well, Andy, that Tampa Bay defense has to show up, and they have to show up in a big way. And they got to play. That defense has to play angry today.
My biggest question is, will Devontae Smith have the type of performance that Ja'Marr Chase was able to have for the Cincinnati Bengals, right? Great performance from him. Both these guys coming in the league, having a pretty good impact for both their squads. He's got to go out there and be really, really good. Jalen Hurts has to be really good. All in all, I think it comes up to a Tampa Bay Buccaneer victory, but we'll take those thoughts on the other side. We'll get our picks on that. We'll talk about the Dallas game, Dallas and 49ers on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, my tag team partner in crime, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, get at us a couple few different ways. You can always holler, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, man, it's wild card weekend, baby. NFL football, the season has come and gone. We are now on to the second season. Like, seriously, most of these guys are out there playing golf already. But no. There's a few teams that have a big game ahead of them on Sunday, man, and that's the Eagles and Buccaneers. We've been talking a lot about that game so far, Mike. I do want to talk Cowboys and obviously 49ers, and then we'll get into Steelers and Chiefs. But before we do that, Eagles and Buccaneers, give me your prediction, man. Who's winning this one?
Oh, I think it's a little bit closer game than people think. I do have Tampa Bay winning by about a touchdown, you know, 6 to 8 points somewhere in there. But I think Philly's going to come to play today.
Spread on the game, by the way, is just over a touchdown. So it's 8, but you never know as later money comes in. You just never know what could happen. Look, man, I think it's been a really, really solid season for Philadelphia in the sense of I think the expectations were kind of mixed. I think Jalen Hurts, they know what they can do with this guy. They know how to use his skill set. At the end of the day, this season was a win for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think, like you said earlier, man, their fan base needs to figure it out, and they need to get behind this guy and support him because, quite frankly, I think he belongs. I really, really do. And I don't even care what happens later on, okay? It doesn't matter to me. They found a guy that they if they want to, they can stick with him, and they can go at it with this guy. So with that being said, I'm taking Tampa Bay, man. And I like Tampa Tom, and just for all the reasons that he's just been there too many damn times, man. And you just got to get the process. So, Jalen, chalk it up. This is part of the process. Hopefully I'm right. You never know. 49ers and the Cowboys, baby. All right, so here's what I saw from the 49ers when they were able to go to L.A. and beat them the last week. They got the heart, man. Like, dude, Deebo Samuel, man, oh, man. And then the cool calmness of my guy, Jimmy G. Holy cow. Dude was, like, absolutely cool as the other side of the pillow, just going back down that field, taking them all the way down for the TD. You got to like what you saw there, Mike Wilson. Dak Prescott, dude's been pretty good all year. Both these guys, Shanahan or Fat Mike, I don't know which guy's going to make worse decisions. I'm not quite sure. It'll be a comedy of errors to a certain degree, but at the end of the day, bro, I think we're going to have ourselves one hell of a football game.
Oh, yeah, no, this is going to be one hell of a football game for sure. And look, dude, you and I, being the age that we are, we can think back to those classic Niner Cowboy, you know, games. Joe Montana, Dwight Clark, the catch with Rice and Young and Montana and, you know, and Dion and Aikman, you know. I mean, we can go old school with this. This kind of has an old school flavor for this new generation, but you know, we just finished talking about Philadelphia and their fans getting behind Jalen Hurts. The same can be said for San Francisco. I don't know what else Jimmy G has to do to prove to them that, you know, he's their guy. And he's the guy that they should want under center. I mean, yeah, has he been injured? Yeah, but look, when you tear an ACL, it's not like he plans to get hurt or anything. But when he's in there and he's healthy, what do the 49ers do? They freaking win. Like, his record as a starting quarterback for the Niners is insane, and yet the fans just dog him big time. But, you know, you let off by talking about Deebo Samuel. I'm telling you what, when that guy becomes a free agent, you know, there are going to be some teams lined up at his door to try and sign him. That guy brings a lot of excitement to the game. He can score in different ways. He has great speed, great hands. I mean, he's what John Madden would call a football player, right?
Like, absolutely.
He's just that football player. And on the other side,
I'd even go so far as maybe he'd call him a Swiss Army knife. Like, absolutely. Like, you give that guy the ball in the backfield, right? You give that guy the ball somewhere out there in space making a catch, and he's dangerous as all hell. And I think it's a guy like him that could wreak havoc. Cowboys defense, man, they're hit or miss a little bit, right?
Right, they're a little hit and miss, but I'm telling you what, if Micah Parsons, the rookie out of Penn State, is going to try and make his mark, you know, I think he's the defensive rookie of the year in the NFC or the NFL, however they decide that. But he's fun to watch because he plays downhill, he plays angry, he hits. Which is nice to see in this kind of atmosphere of the NFL that we have these days.
What do you think of this one? Hey, what do you think of this one? Debo and the Diggs matchup. If we see that one-on-one, I think Diggs' biggest problem is it's risk reward with that guy. It's funny because I saw this crazy meme the other day. I don't know if you've seen this one before, but basically someone was calling him the Jameis Winston of cornerbacks. You know, like, because either he's going to get your pick six or he's going to wind up giving up a touchdown, right? Like, the dude makes some great plays, but a guy like Debo Samuel, man, he better stick to him like glue.
Oh, he better be on him like a cheap suit is what he better not be gambling. I'm talking about he being Diggs. Otherwise, Samuel's going to go right by him and score an easy touchdown and get loose.
All right. So, let me ask you this. Okay, we kind of know what the 49ers do. They don't really like you said. I thought you made a great point earlier. You said we're going to bring you back. Like, I think that's kind of what their offense is. It's bring you back to the old school where we're going to try some, you know, backyard plays here and there, and we're going to try to create a lot of havoc, and we're going to use Debo Samuel in all different kinds of ways. The Cowboys want to let Dak be Dak. Like, Dak can throw touchdowns to six different guys. Dak can throw six touchdowns in a game. They also, I think, need to be able to run the ball effectively. So what's going to give here, Mike Wilson? Is it the 49er defense giving up a little bit to that run game for the 49ers? Because I think that ultimately, if they can kind of pick apart Dak, Dallas might be in for trouble, man. Like, the 49ers have a very, very good defense. They held the Rams to 24, man. So, like, they can shut you down.
Right. And here's the other thing that I like about San Francisco, and they've had some injuries throughout the year. They've had some COVID issues, you know, like everybody else. But they can beat you playing wide open. They can beat you playing bully ball. And that's exactly – there was a game that the Niners had against the Rams earlier in the year. They just bullied the Rams all over the field, offensively, defensively, and just shut them down. And I think tomorrow they're going to try the same thing on Dallas. They're going to try and bully ball their way through that game that's coming up. So I think with the Niners having their way in terms of they can beat you in different styles.
By the way, tomorrow we do have a game, Cardinals and Rams, man. First time that's ever happened. So I know where your head is, man. It's all over the place because we got football like every single damn day, man. So it's hard to know which way we're going. But hey, let me ask you this, because I want to talk a little bit about the Steelers and Chiefs, and then we got to obviously talk Cardinals, Rams, and then we got to talk Saturday games too before we get the heck out of Dodge. So what happens? 49ers or Cowboys, man? Who you going with?
I'm going to go with the 49ers. I'm going to go with the 49ers because they can beat you in different ways.
You know what? I hate the fact that we're both on the same page because I was hoping you were going to take Fat Mike and the Dallas Cowboys. There's no way in hell I can do that, man. I'm a Packer fan, so no way in hell. I got to think that the Cowboys are in trouble because the 49ers – can really, really shut you down. And I think Dak is going to be seeing some coverages that are going to confuse him. So, I'm going to surprise people maybe with you and take the 49ers. Real quickly, let's talk Steelers and Chiefs, and then we got to talk some Cardinals and we got to talk Rams. Man, first time that's ever happened, a Monday night wild card football game, NFL style, crazy playoff game. All right, so Steelers and Chiefs. I don't really think we have a lot to talk about based on what we saw in the regular season, 36-10. So how in the hell do your Steelers pull this off, bro? Because I don't think they got a chance.
See, I don't think they have much of a chance either. I mean, it's sad to say, but you got to be objective with this stuff. Kansas City is just so loaded, and they can strike at any moment. They don't need to put together a huge drive or anything like that. To put points on the board, they can strike on first down, fourth down, whatever it is. The Steelers, they're going to have to control the ball. They're going to have to get Najee Harris, if he plays. From what I understand, he's kind of questionable at this point. But if Najee plays, they're going to have to give him a healthy dose of carries tomorrow to control the clock to keep the Kansas City offense off the field.
All right.
And that's going to be tough to do.
All right, hold the thought. Obviously, we got to take a break. So we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll continue. We'll give our final thoughts on this. I think we're both going Chiefs, but we'll do that on the other side. Then we got to talk Cardinals, Rams, and we'll get to Saturday. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129 in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed. please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means my man, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always holler 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. We're talking real wild card football, people. The season come gone. We've got wild card action, man. Still talking about those Sunday games. We'll get back to Saturday games because absolutely craziness, man. Wildness. Wildness occurred on that football field. We'll get to it in a moment. Steelers Chiefs, man, who you got?
Oh, I got Kansas City in this game by about 10 points. I think it'll be a little closer than people think, but I don't think it's an absolute blowout like last time, but it's the Chiefs win and move on.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Patrick Mahomes started coming into his own. The Chiefs came into their own late in the season. They put things together. When people were questioning him early on, I was even questioning him. A little bit of a Super Bowl hangover, maybe. I don't know what you want to call it. At the end of the day, bro, that's a really good football team. And quite frankly, that's who I think is coming out of the AFC. So they can't lose, okay? They got to win. They got to beat Pittsburgh. And you know what? Goodbye, Big Ben. You had a great career. I loved watching you play. But you know what? The Steelers, they need to figure it out, man. They need to move on from you. And quite frankly, man, Mike Tomlin, bro, we didn't talk much about him. But kudos to that guy, man. He's an unbelievable football coach. So yep. I think the Steelers got to figure some things out moving forward. They're a quarterback and a couple good players away from being really, really good. And I think they overachieved a little bit. Speaking of overachieving, the Cardinals and Rams, maybe the Rams didn't achieve enough. And the Cardinals, they started out at 7-0, and then they finish out the season 11-6. So at the end of the day, they struggled down the stretch. I do think that means something, Mike Wilson. The Rams put together this star-studded cast. It's time for that to shine, man. I'm sorry. This is time for Matty Stafford to show us that, you know what? He wasn't part of the lie-down tradition, okay, man? And that he's this guy that is above and beyond and better than Jared Goff, for that matter, okay? So, you know what? Show up, Matty Stafford. Otherwise, those critics and all those people that have been talking about you being a choke artist for so many damn years, well, you know what? It's going to come right back out, and it's going to bite you. So I think it's going to be tough on Kyler, too, speaking of that. Okay, like, I don't know how healthy he is. I don't know how healthy the offensive line is. I think the question marks are so much for the Cardinals coming into this game. What say you, Mike Wilson?
You know what? You talk about Matty Stafford, and you talk about a guy that has all the tools. Like, he has everything you want in terms of being a quarterback. He has all the measurables. He has a cannon for an arm. But he hasn't done this before. Like, this is something new for him. And I think if there's one person that has a ton of pressure on him, it's Matty Stafford. Because there's a lot of expectations. Look, you go from an organization like the Lions to an organization, you know, like the Rams and LA, and you know, all the little other things that kind of go with playing ball in LA. You got some pressure on you, Stafford, and you need to make sure that the rest of your guys that you carry that team, when you got to make a throw, you make the damn throw, and you get the first downs, you move the chains. And let's not forget, I mean, there's a bit of pressure on the Rams organization as it is with Stafford, because they went out and got him. They engaged Detroit in trade talks for Jared Goff. So, you know, the Rams as an organization have some pressure on to show their fans, hey, this is the guy that we want leading us. And therefore he's going to have some pressure on him because he wants to be that guy. And then you flip the script over to, you know, our local team here in Arizona. who start off just like gangbusters. And I think you and I were starting to drink a little, you know, you and I were starting to drink a little of the Kool-Aid a little bit. And then all of a sudden the Kool-Aid got spiked or something. And then, you know, it just kind of all went to, you know, what in a handbasket the last part of the season. So you got two organizations that haven't necessarily, I mean, the Cardinals haven't done anything. I mean, they've never won anything. So there's pressure in terms of that being that team. Rams haven't done anything in terms of, you know, being recent in the Super Bowl, winning Super Bowl, that kind of deal. So to keep your organization relevant, you got to win the playoffs. And you were talking about Tom Brady, and this is his time of year. Well, these two quarterbacks and these two organizations have to show us that we have to believe in them come this part of the season.
All right, who you got, my man? Cardinals or Rams?
I got the Rams by about 10 points. I just think that they have a few more playmakers, and that defense. I'm sold on the Ram defense. That defensive front, just if I could have that for my favorite team, I'd be just fine. But I think that front four, Aaron Donald, is going to be in Kyler Murray's grill all game.
Yeah, I got the Rams as well, my friend. And I do think it's going to be a difficult day for Kyler. I think he's going to be on the run. And I think it's going to be a daunting task for the Cardinals in general, going on the road in a ruckus, hostile environment where, quite frankly, man, at the end of the day, they backdoored themselves into the playoffs. And I do think the Rams got a little bit better. And that, look, say what you want about Matty Stafford, bro, but he's got a ton of weapons to go out and play with. And look, he's going to use them all. And you said, you know, he's got to put up or shut up. Well, makes it a little easier when you got guys like Cooper Kupp and Sony Michel and some of the other guys helping him out, obviously, on that offense. Higbee, the list goes on, man. So at the end of the day, look, it's going to be a fun day to watch these guys go out there and play football. I'm excited. I think the Rams are going to get it done. All right, dude, let's talk Saturday action real quick. We've only got like 6 minutes or something left in the show. And dude, obviously way too quick, you know, it goes way too fast. Bengals just looked impressive as hell for the first half, right? They're moving the ball down the field. They score on just about every opportunity. Raiders somehow like kept themselves in the game. And I think that's kind of my theme for the Raiders throughout like the year. They were able to just keep themselves in the game. And you know what? The Bengals had, like you were talking about, the playmakers, maybe one too many. At the end of the day, the Bengals had one or two too many playmakers. And, you know, Ja'Marr Chase, we talked about it a little earlier in the program. I wonder if DeVonta Smith can do that. If he can go out there and perform 9 receptions, 100 and some odd yards, and just a really, really solid performance and a guy for Joe Burrow to really rely heavily on. So I was impressed with the Bengals. I think they went through a little bit of a lull. The Raiders, that's their mentality, right? Like, they weren't going to go down easy. So quite frankly, the fact that they fought till the end, Mike, I think we should just be proud of Derek Carr and his Raiders for the way that he led them throughout the year. And you know what? At the end of the day, I hate to say it, but rightfully so for him to be the guy to throw the interception at the end of the game. Because, dude, he was so important. And in a lot of ways to me, he's a lot like an MVP of the NFL, but obviously he's not going to win the award. But you can understand with all the turmoil that happened and the chaos, somehow, some way, they did make it to Wild Card Weekend. They did fall short, but one hell of a gutsy performance, man.
Oh, real, real gutsy performance by the Raiders. And yeah, I mean, I kind of thought for a little bit that Bengals were going to just kind of run off and hide, you know, just kind of take off and leave the Raiders in their wake, but they didn't. The Raiders, you got to give a ton of credit to that coaching staff, who I think has earned the right to come back. I mean, I know he's filled in for Gruden since the whole Gruden debacle earlier in the year, and the players have rallied around that guy and that staff. So hopefully, you know, Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, does right by him and gives him, you know, gives him a contract and lets him, you know, continue to get his feet wet as a head coach. But if the players like you, That goes a long way. And can everybody get off of Derek Carr's backside for once now? Holy smokes. Like, I don't know why this guy gets so much hate. Yeah, okay, he's not Tom Brady, or anything like that, or Aaron Rodgers. But I would take Derek Carr as my quarterback. I wouldn't be ashamed of having Derek Carr as my quarterback. And like you said, he fought all game, and yeah, he threw the pick. But, you know, they were down to their last possession, time on the clock, all that kind of stuff. And he just kind of has that moxie a little bit and a fighter's mentality that you want under center. But, look, when you talk about the future of the NFL, you got to look at Joe Burrow. The guy is kind of he's the young stud right now. Him and Justin Herbert are two of the young studs at quarterback. And Burrow – 24-34 for 244. That's not too bad of an evening, but when you get to throw to Jamar Chase, who had, I think, about 115, 116 yards catching, and you have that rapport that the two of those guys have going back to the LSU days. I mean, come on. I mean, the AFC North, they got a problem. And
yeah.
Cincinnati could be the new problem.
I'm with you, Joe Burrow. I think the guy's a future MVP. We let's agree on that, my friend. Dude can make every play. He makes every throw. Another guy that can make every play and every throw is that guy Josh Allen, man. Did you see some of the plays where he's just juking people out of their shoes? People are screaming out of the crowd so loud, man. It's insane. But the bottom line is this. Josh Allen, he's ready for that next level too. The Buffalo Bills, it was only a matter of time before they figured things out. And quite frankly, Mac Jones and Bill Belichick, one hell of a first season for those guys. I think Mac Jones, he's going to be a good quarterback, but this is Josh Allen's time. What say you?
Oh, yeah, this is absolutely Josh Allen's time. And like you said, this is a good first year for Mac Jones. Like, I know you were a fan of Mac Jones coming out of Alabama. I was kind of lukewarm on him a little bit. Just because the way the NFL is going, you need a quarterback and run. He's not exactly – Mac Jones is not exactly a runner. But
no, here's what I like.
Andy, he proved that he belongs to me.
Right. Here's what I like. Yeah. Here's what I like. Real quickly, real short. Here's what I like. I like that I thought that the New England Patriots would pick that guy and that Bill Belichick would know how to use that guy. And you know what? This
right.
first go-around, I think that – they need to figure out how to open things up for him a little bit more and make him be a little bit more responsible out there. Look, man, wild card weekend, dude. Absolutely insane, bro, right? Like, you and I are going to come back. We'll do our parting shots, obviously, in a moment. But NFL football, dude, you and me, everybody in America, we absolutely love it. We can't get enough of it. So I don't know about you, but I'm excited for next week. I'm excited for the games later today. I'm excited just to see people do things that I didn't think they could do, Mike Wilson. A real quick thought from you, and we'll take a break.
No, I absolutely agree with you in terms of just it's just crazy. And it's soda, popcorn, appointment television time when you talk about wildcard weekend. It's only going to get crazier as we go through the rest of the weekend, man. It's just going to be insane.
Josh Allen running around like a running back, throwing the ball, doing everything. Amazing, amazing, amazing day for him. Incredible stuff from them on Saturday. Fantastic stuff. All right, we got to take a break. We'll do what we always do. We'll do our parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Real quickly, get at us a couple few different ways. You can always get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there, and I'll guarantee you we're going to have some awesome posts on there talking about Wild Card Weekend later on, so don't you worry about that. And then, obviously, check us out on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike Wilson, my friend, it is parting shot time, and you are up.
Hey, look, my parting shot simply goes out to all the NFL fans and most of the country that tend to be sitting back like Andy and I watching these games. But, my parting shot goes out to Joe Burrow. Like, I'm on that train full stop. Like, I'm all in. We're seeing a quarterback grow up right before our eyes and become the new problem in the AFC North.
Bro, I'm going to piggyback you, and then I'm going to add on to it. Look, man, what we saw from Joe Burrow, absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I think this guy's ready to run with the torch. But I also think Josh Allen is ready to run with the torch. And you know what? That kind of leads me to my thought about what we're going to have later before us today, and that's the future, the present, and the past, right? I mean, like, seriously, bro. You got Jalen Hurts going up against Tom Brady. You got Dak and Jimmy G going at it. And then you got Big Ben and my man Patrick, my homie Mahomes. Are you kidding me? Like, think about some of those names that we're getting out there, and we're getting a treat to check out, people. Sit back, get your popcorn, enjoy the day with your family and your friends. If you're at the bar, wherever you might be, just go out there and have a wonderful day watching football. Because I'll tell you what, that's what Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf are sure as hell going to do. So for Mike Wilson, for my man Dominic, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you guys next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.